Welcome to episode 24, the Dadpod Pomo, 2022 edition of Nicheless Narrative with Shadows Pub. During November, I'm reading some of the shorter works by Leo Tolstoy. Today's story is How the Imp Made Amends for the Crust of Bread, Part 1. A poor peasant, going out to plow before breakfast, took with him a crust of bread. He set out to plow, took off his coat, wrapped the crust in it, and put it under a bush. When his horse grew tired and he began to feel hungry, he rested the plow, unharnessed the horse, and went to get his breakfast from under the bush. He took up his coat. No bread. He looked and looked, turning the coat inside out and shaking it, but no bread. The peasant was bewildered. "That's strange," he said to himself. "I haven't seen anyone, and yet someone has taken my crust." While the peasant was plowing, an imp had come and stolen the crust of bread, and was now sitting behind the bush waiting to hear the peasant swear and call on the devil himself. The peasant was downcast. "Oh well," he said, "I shan't die of hunger. Whoever took it probably needed it. May it do him good." And he went to the well, drank some water, and rested. The imp was disconcerted by his failure to lead the peasant into sin, and he went to report to the big devil. He appeared to the big one and told him how he had taken the crust, and how the peasant, instead of cursing, had said, "May it do him good." The big devil was angry. "The peasant got the upper hand in this business, and it's your own fault. You made a mess of it." If the peasants, and then their women after them, take to that sort of thing, our life won't be worth living. The matter cannot be left like that. You go back to that peasant and make amends for what you've done. If within 3 years you haven't got the upper hand with him, I'll dip you in holy water. The imp was frightened. He scampered back to earth and tried to figure out how to redeem his mistake. He thought, and he thought, and he finally conceived of a plan. He transformed himself into a laborer and hired himself out to the poor peasant. It was a dry summer, and he taught the peasant to sow grain in a marsh. The peasant followed his laborer's advice, and when the crops of the other peasants were scorched by the sun, his grew thick, tall, and foliared. He not only had enough to last the year, but much more besides. The next summer, the laborer told the peasant to sow on the hill, and it turned out to be a rainy summer. The grain of the other peasants was beaten down and rotten without ripening, but his crop on the hill was a fine one. He even had more grain left over than before, and did not know what to do with it. The laborer taught the peasant how to mash the grain and distill liquor from it. When the peasant had made the liquor, he began drinking it himself and giving it to others. Now the imp went back to the big devil and boasted about how he had redeemed himself for the crust of bread. The devil went to see for himself. When he arrived, he found the peasant had invited his rich neighbors and was treating them. His wife was serving the liquor to the guest, and as she handed it around, she stumbled against the table and spilled a glassful. The peasant became angry and began to abuse her. "Watch out, you cursed fool. Do you think it's hogwash, bandy legs, that you pour such good stuff onto the floor?" The imp nudged the devil. "Now, see how he doesn't grudge his last crust?" The peasant was able to live with humility when he had little. His lack allowed him to have compassion for whoever stole his crust of bread. He thought the person must have been in greater need to have taken his meager meal. Will his humility withstand him gaining an excess in his life? We'll find out in part 2. Thank you for listening to episode 24. The next episode will feature the conclusion of how the imp made amends for the crust of bread.